The blessed month of Rabi'ul Awwal Sharif brings spiritual delight and freshness. It spreads a wave of happiness in the devotees and the lovers of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mercy for mankind. Indeed, the day when Allah's mercy descends is a day of rejoicing. The Quran Kareem itself commands us to mark and to celebrate the divine mercy. What mercy of Allah is greater than our merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Rejoicing on the birth of our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam results to many blessings for the believers. Abu Lahab, who wasn't even a believer, got a good return after his death because he freed his slave girl Thuwayba when he heard the great news of the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now imagine the great reward a Muslim can attain when spending and celebrating on this auspicious occasion. So as this blessed month arrives, make arrangements to spend and to celebrate on this auspicious occasion. And try and celebrate in every permissible manner possible. You can do this by holding gatherings in the praise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your homes. You can also do this by feeding the poor or giving sadaqah in abundance. You can also do this by decorating your shops and your homes with lights and flags. By the blessings of these noble deeds, Allah Almighty will shower His special mercy upon you. The Honorable Mother of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, said that I saw three flags were placed, one in the east, one in the west, and one on the roof of the Kaaba. And then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born.